WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
How does that song go? Summertime and the living is easy. Well, summer does not officially begin until 2359Z on June 20th. That's 6:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time. But we often think of summer as June, July, and August. And with summer comes a regular feature that often has a dramatic impact on our weather, and that's the Bermuda High. While known as the Bermuda High in the United States, it is also known as the Azores High. It is a large subtropical semi-permanent center of high pressure found near the Azores in the Atlantic Ocean in the area sometimes called the horse latitudes, those latitudes between 30 and 35 degrees. The system influences the weather and climatic patterns across vast areas of North Africa and Europe. The dryness of the Sahara Desert and the Mediterranean Basin is due to the subsidence or sinking of the air in the system. In summer, the center of the high fluctuates around 1024 millibars and moves north towards the Iberian Peninsula, causing ridging across France, northern Germany, and the southeastern United Kingdom. This brings hot and dry weather to these areas. In years that the Azores High is well developed, it extends westward toward Bermuda and influences weather in the eastern United States. While it affects conditions in the western Atlantic, the Azores High is also called the Bermuda High. The high moves to the south of the Azores in winter, but fluctuations in pressure result in more variability in its strength and position. This high pressure often blocks northward travel of tropical lows. This means that storms that form will move around the edge of the Azores High, away from coastal West Africa, toward North America and the Caribbean. And the 2008 hurricane season got off to a wimpy but early start with the formation of Arthur just off the coast of Honduras on Sunday. It was the remnants of Alma from the eastern Pacific. Well, guess I'll get my paperwork in order for a big grant to study subsidence in the Azores. Tropical weather work can be so trying, but someone has to do it. Got a weather question? Send it to question@weatherbrains.com.